It's March 21st and a game day. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. American Airlines Center in Dallas is the place tonight where the Stars will take on the Kraken. Seattle was on the losing side with a 6-4 loss to Edmonton in their last game out. The Kraken had a solid offensive outing in the loss. While they were on the ice, they scored on 4 of their 37 shots. They had 2 power play opportunities, but weren't able to make the most of them. Seattle earned 13 minutes in the box for this matchup. While discussing their scoring, the Kraken have scored 240 goals so far this season. That's 7th in the league, and have given up 220. For the year, they sit with 83 points, and their points percentage is .601. Seattle's had 200 power play chances, and they've scored 39 goals off of those tries. They have a rate of 19.5%. While playing at even strength, the Kraken have conceded 169 goals while having 201 of their own. Seattle has taken 2,089 shots and has a shooting percentage of 11.5%. The Kraken have had 1,913 shots taken against them and have earned a save percentage of .885. Kraken opponents have had 199 power play opportunities and have come away with 51 goals in those chances. The player between the pipes for this game should be Philip Grubauer. He's played in 301 games during his NHL career. He has a mark of 140, 104, and 30. He's gotten the start in 271 games. For his career, Grubauer has accumulated 148 quality starts, and his rate for quality starts is .546. For the season, Grubauer is 13-12-4, with a goals against of 3.02, save percentage of .892. If it's not Grubauer in goal, it could be Martin Jones. For the season, his record is 24-12-3, his goals against is 3.06, his save percentage is .887, and he's had 3 shutouts. When they were on the ice last, Dallas played the Flames in a game where the Stars took it 6-5. They had 3 power play chances in the game but didn't score a goal. The Stars got their 6 goals on 23 shots they had taken. The Stars are sitting with 190 goals at even strength and 50 while on the power play. Dallas has tried 2,263 shots and have a shooting percentage of 10.61%, while allowing the opposition 2,156 shots. For the season, the Dallas Stars have 240 goals and 89 points. Their points percentage is .636. They have given up a total of 191 goals, 154 at even strength, and 37 while they were shorthanded. They have had 213 opportunities on the power play this year and have a power play rate of 23.47%. They have a penalty kill rate of 82.95% on the other team's 217 power play chances. Their save percentage is currently 91.1%. In goal, you should see Jake Ottinger. His career record is 71-33-18. He's played in 130 games. His quality start rate is 58.2%, and he has made 71 quality starts in his career. He has started in 122 games. For the season, Ottinger's record is 30-10-10, with a goals against of 2.46, a save percentage of .918, and 4 shutouts. His backup tonight is Scott Wedgwood. The former New Jersey Devil has a record for the season of 7-8-3, a goals against of 2.92, a save percentage of .913, and 1 shutout. Game time tonight is at 5:30 local time. It's prospect time again. We're going to take a look at Jacob Melanson. When Melanson was traded mid-season from his Acadie Bathurst club in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, the move proved seamless. His new team, the Sherbrooke Phoenix, had already set up a new billet family to provide a place to live in his own bedroom. The coaching staff and players welcomed him and his physical style of play, along with, of course, his goal-scoring and playmaking abilities. The smooth transition has paid huge dividends for Sherbrooke, Melanson, and the Kraken Player Development Group. For the Acadie Bathurst Titan, the 6-foot, 206-pound forward had scored 25 goals and 19 assists for 44 points in 29 games. Since the trade, Melanson has played 29 games for the Phoenix, scoring 23 goals and adding 27 assists to his new teammates for 50 points. Even more impressively, Melanson has notched at least 1 point in every one of those 29 Sherbrooke games, including 2 victories over last weekend. The 29-game point streak is the longest in the QMJHL, since now NHLer Matthew Joseph logged a 28-game point streak during the 2016-2017 season. When asked how it was happening, Melanson said, quote, "I'm keeping it simple. I'm just playing how I need to play. Coming here, all the guys in the organization were very welcoming. It's an easy adjustment to keep my rhythm going. It's a good team. Coming to a team that's going for it, you want them to respect you and know what you bring to the table, that I'm here to help the team. Everyone was very happy to have me here. It's nice to see. Everyone here is really close and we're always together." End quote. With Melanson in the lineup, Sherbrooke went from good to elite with a post-trade record of 25-3-1 to clinch a playoff spot in the Central Division title. Sherbrooke is fourth overall in the conference, just 4 points from the top spot, with 3 final regular season games this week. Melanson and his agent were aware a trade was possible. There were a few teams interested, but he did not know where he was going. The Acadie Bathurst team officials kept them apprised every step of the way. Over the trade deadline weekend, an offer of a first-round and second-round draft pick in the league's draft, plus a younger-aged player, sealed the deal. Melanson said, quote, "Bathurst has been great to me the last couple of years. I thank them for everything that they gave me. I'm really happy for the opportunity to go for a long run this year and hopefully win a Memorial Cup championship," end quote. Before the season, Melanson said scoring 50 goals was on his target list of achievements. Competing for the QMJHL title was another objective. On the season, he has 48 goals and 46 assists for 94 points in 56 games, with 3 regular season games remaining this week. He is 7th in the league in points, 4th in goals, and 5th in points per game. Every other top 7 scorer in the league has played 2 to 10 more games than he has. He missed early season time because he was at Kraken training camp and also served a 5-game QMJHL suspension for checking to the head in late October. Melanson talks weekly with Kraken Player Development Director Jeff Tambellini and or Player Development Consultant Justin Rye. One topic is the 19-year-old's checking identity. He was a 5th-round draft choice in 2021 who signed an entry-level NHL contract with the Kraken during training camp. He turns 20 in April and will be eligible to play at the professional level next season. Melanson said, quote, "From the beginning of the year, we have talked about hitting and other parts of my game. They've both been great to me, very supportive. They teach me other aspects of my checking. I'm a physical player, but sometimes it can get me in trouble. They're helping me to find other ways to use my physicality." End quote. There have been no incidents since, and many goals and points scored, including 7 shorthanded scores, which is tied for 2nd best in the league. He scored most of them with his former team, with Sherbrooke set on the PK. But the penalty kill prowess and experience will be valuable as Melanson embarks on reaching the NHL level. For now, going on a long playoff run would be a welcome next step for a welcoming team. Melanson said, quote, "It was stressful the early days of post-trade because I only knew a couple of guys from playing together last season, but it's very exciting now," end quote. Melanson will most likely end up in Coachella Valley next year, and his development is worth a close watch. Let's take a look at where things shape up playoff-wise. The Kraken hold the first position in the wildcard race with 83 points. Edmonton won last night, so they're 5 points behind the Oilers. They do have 1 game in hand. Vegas inched closer to securing their ticket to the playoffs with a convincing win over Columbus on Sunday that puts the Golden Knights in the driver's seat of the Pacific Division, 92 points, tied with the LA Kings, who trounced Calgary last night. Jack Eichel recorded the 4th hat trick of his career in the game, as averaging just over a point per game since February 1st. Vegas hits the road this week for a tour of Western Canada, visiting Vancouver Tuesday, Calgary Thursday, and Edmonton Friday. In the wild card race, Kraken got some much needed relief on the out of town scoreboard Sunday. The 2 teams hot on the Kraken's trail, Winnipeg and Nashville, both failed to pick up points. The Predators allowed 4 goals in under 3 minutes and 6 in the first 14 minutes of the first period in a 7-0 loss to the Rangers. Roman Josi, Nashville's 2020 Norris Trophy winner, did not suit up in the loss after leaving Saturday's game against Winnipeg with an undisclosed injury. He's considered day-to-day. Nashville now just has 1 game in hand on Seattle and sits at a 7-point deficit. The Kraken visit Nashville for back-to-back games this week on Thursday and Friday, after the Predators make a quick stop in Buffalo for a game tonight. Winnipeg was shut out by St. Louis on Sunday. The Jets are 2 points back of the Kraken. Seattle now has 2 games in hand on Winnipeg. The Jets host Arizona on Tuesday and set off for California with games against Anaheim and Los Angeles. It's close, but the Kraken need to start winning. The road trip starts tonight in Dallas before the 2 games against Nashville. And that just about does it for today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back tomorrow with a recap of the game against the Dallas Stars. Remember, that's a 5:30 p.m. start local time today. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the game.